This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Calcium Products. I'm Dustin Huffman. Many times when we think about South America, we don't necessarily think about frost, especially when it comes to countries that are bordering the Gulf of Mexico and the Caribbean. It doesn't mean that they can't be subject to strange weather patterns just like we are, but Brazil's climate allows them to seemingly produce crops year-round. However, they still run into the same risks as we do, and we have seen a part of Brazil's second corn crop become damaged by frost. So damaged that one expert is calling it a disaster. We hear more right after this.
I'm Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Applying your sulfur fertilizer in the fall eliminates the hassle of fighting spring weather to get it done. Due to its solubility, SO4 pelletized gypsum provides application flexibility and is well suited for fall application. Other sources don't have the right solubility to meet crop needs when applied in the fall. Ask your agronomist about SO4 pelletized gypsum and visit our website at www.calciumproducts.com.
The first wave of Brazil's frost came at the end of June and the beginning of July. The next wave hit just a few days ago. Dr. Michael Cordonier is the president of Corn and Soybean Advisor Incorporated. He says that Brazil has not seen these kind of temperatures in decades.
It was the coldest air in 20 years, and it was pretty bad. Depending on where you're at, it either really hurt the corn bad or killed it completely. In fact, I was just watching some farm shows from Brazil on TV, and they showed cornfields in northern Paraná, and they were completely brown, like they're ready for harvest, but it was because they were killed by frost. And the crop was about 5 feet tall, short and stunted because they had a drought. And the ears were short and stubby, and the kernels were like milk stage or early dough stage.
This crop from Brazil has been behind the eight ball from the start. It got in late due to weather, then was hurt by historic drought. Questions were already being raised on the crop's quality. Now with the frost, producers are really against the ropes. Cordonier says that it would be like us getting a frost right now in the United States.
For the late planted corn in Brazil, this is equivalent if we here in the United States had 3 nights of frost in mid-July and then 3 nights of more frost first week of August. So it's just devastating for the crop. I have the crop now at 88 million tons. My numbers are going to go lower next week for sure because of these recent frost. We just don't know how bad it's going to be yet because they haven't started to harvest the worst fields.
Now, by no means is the crop completely wiped out. Cordonier says that there are still some fields averaging 115 bushels per acre. Now, that's not a lot, but the problem really lies in the amount of fields that will be a total loss.
This was a complete disaster. And in fact, the frost for the last 3 nights, it also got about 20% of the sugarcane in Sao Paulo, and it really hit the coffee as well. So just a headline yesterday morning, one of the farm websites I watched said, this is a catastrophe. You heard coffee, sugarcane, and safrinha corn. The corn is very bad. Now, this has big implications for the United States. Brazil was supposed to export about 30 to 35 million tons of corn. Now I think they'll be lucky to do 20 million tons, maybe less than that.
Brazil has corn at about $8.50 a bushel, and exports are paying penalties for breaking contracts. Breaking these contracts allow them to sell the corn domestically and make more money.
They've imported about 1 million tons of corn, and we already import a lot more. We're going to be out of corn. There just won't be any corn for the livestock industry. So it's good for U.S. farmers. Keeps our corn exports growing stronger than anticipated because everybody's expecting a bigger and bigger corn crop out of Brazil, which is usually the case, except for this year and maybe next year, too. We don't know.
Forecasts are continuing to show dry weather and delayed rains for their upcoming planting season. For this story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.